Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 568. Do you judge yourself based on your child's behaviour? This subject comes up time and time again when I'm working with parents, and it's something that when I discuss it with them, they look at me and they're like, I have never ever thought about it like that. So I want to discuss this and all the things that kind of feed into this, and it's a huge, huge subject. I could spend hours talking about this, and as I'm chatting now, I'm thinking, how am I going to put this into 10 minutes? Well, let's see where it goes, because as you know, well, maybe you don't know, when I record these podcasts, I don't read them from anywhere. I don't really have anything other than a title in mind before I start rambling on, rabbiting on and talking about it to you. So these episodes are unscripted. I don't ever edit them. And what comes out, comes out. And I trust that whatever comes out is meant to come out in that moment. And as always, there would be things, if I listen to these episodes again, which I don't, there would be things I would always add to something. There'd be things I might say, I wonder why I said that. I wouldn't say that again. So in this moment, this is where I'm coming from. And this is what I feel like talking about when in context of how we as parents often judge ourselves based on our child's behavior. So let's just put this in context and look at what is behavior. And behavior is our choice of actions in order to meet our needs. Or behavior could be seen as a means of communicating, a means of communicating our needs, perhaps communicating how we feel. So there is always something driving the behavior, right? So we have to go to what is it that drives the behavior? Well, it's the want for something that we don't have. So it's like the unmet need that drives the behavior. So if that is driving the behavior, I'm going to ask you this. Why do you judge yourself based on your child's behavior? Because your child is behaving in a way to get the want, their want or unmet need met. So it's their choice of trying to communicate what they need and how they're going to get that need met. So if we judge ourselves based on that, then where does it leave us? We're kind of putting all our eggs into a basket that is highly unpredictable, that is immature, that has an undeveloped brain. And if it's a teenager, we actually are putting all these eggs into a basket that is, you know, a brain that is AWOL, a brain that is undergoing reconstruction and rewiring and pruning, these teenagers are very illogical, impulsive, they're reactive, they're so socially engaged. And we're going to judge ourselves based on their behavior when so much of that behavior is kind of, it's a rite of passage as kids go through puberty and into young adulthood. So why on earth would we be so foolish as to judge ourselves based on someone else's behavior? When we do this, it leaves us not feeling particularly good about ourselves, because we really have no control over how a child behaves, over how anyone else behaves. The only thing we have control about and of is ourselves. So rather than judging yourself based on your child's behavior, would it not be more wise to judge ourselves based on our behavior? And this is a tall order. I am not a big fan of judgment. And that, when I say judgment, I mean criticism. And I'm going to add praise in there, because praise is just positive judgment. I don't think it's great. If you've listened to previous episodes on the show, there was one recorded recently on the perils of praise. Praise is just negative judgment, positive judgment. Negative judgment, criticism, blaming, shaming. We know that's not good. So we're going to criticize ourselves based on someone else's behavior that we have no control of. The problem is we are deluded to think we can control our kids' behavior. We can't. I'm here to tell you, you can't. The only way you can is through negative forms of discipline, such as bribing, rewarding, threatening, punishing, grounding. Those things will work in the short term. You can control someone's behavior if you punish them. We cannot actually control their behavior. We can control the environment that will affect their behavior. And in hopefully doing that, we affect the behavior for the better. We meet their need and they behave in a way that is socially acceptable. But when we start judging ourselves based on our kids' needs, based on our kids' behaviors, and looking to our kids for our sense of feeling good enough. I'm a good mum because my child's polite, or I'm a good mum because my child, look what they've done to help their friends today. No, don't take the praise for it. At the same time, we don't want to take the blame for it either. But we do judge ourselves based on their behavior. So many of us do. So I'm going to ask you to separate that. And if you've got to judge anyone, judge yourself, because I think when we start judging ourselves and looking at ourselves and trying to better ourselves, peeling back the layers and asking ourselves, why did I say that? Why did I do it? What is the effect of my thoughts and feelings and words and actions on everybody else? Then that is a much better place to find myself, and a much more a steadfast way of guaranteeing that I might behave better next time when I reflect on what I've done. At the same time, to expect our kids to behave in certain ways so that we can feel good about ourselves, so we get the validation we need, we're looking in the wrong place. We're honestly going to look to a toddler or a teenager to feel good about ourselves. When I say it here, you probably can hear this. Hear the smile on my face. Seriously, you're going to judge yourself based on your two-year-old's behavior? Your two-year-old doesn't know how to behave yet. So do yourselves a favor and don't judge yourself based on their behavior. A teenager, you're going to judge yourself based on their behavior when they're going to make choices that you actually don't agree with. They're going to make choices that you think are a mistake, a poor choice, a bad decision. But you can't stop them making that choice or decision. So why on earth would you judge yourself based on it? It's no reflection of you. It's only a reflection of them. How other people behave is a reflection of them, not you. The only time I think we can raise our hands and say, yes, how they behave is a reflection of me, is only when we have behaved not so well. So in other words, if my kids are yelling and shouting at me, I've perhaps yelled and shouted at them. Maybe I started it. Maybe they're responding to my my response. You know, is it the chicken or the egg? So I'm going to ask you here, I'm going to plead with you and beg you to please not judge yourself based on your kids' behavior. Look at yourself, peel back the layers, reflect on things, ask yourself if there was anything you could do differently. But don't judge yourself based on their behavior. It's dangerous territory to get ourselves into. Look at their behavior as a means of communicating an unmet need. Think of the iceberg. I've talked about this numerous times on the podcast. What you see in terms of a behavior is a fraction of what's really going on. You might see the whinging and the whining and the strong-willed perseverance of your toddler or your 10-year-old, or you might see the quote-unquote disrespect or not listening or sassy, snarky attitude from your teenager. That's a fraction of what's going on. What's driving that attitude? What's driving the behaviors? That's what you need to focus on. Don't worry about what other people think of you based on their behavior. If other people are judging you for your child's behavior, then let it go. Don't worry about it. You actually will probably never hear that people are judging you. And if you think they are judging you, it's actually, if you dig deep, it's actually because you're judging yourself. And you're just projecting that and worried that someone else is going to judge you. You can't be worried about what someone else thinks of you unless you've thought that about yourself. It's not possible. Think about that. If you are worried that someone thinks you are unkind, why has that come to your awareness? It's probably because you know yourself you have been unkind. You can't judge someone of anything that you've not been yourself, because it wouldn't come into your mind. You would be unaware of it. So we can only judge ourselves for actually what's going on inside of us. And when we judge other people, it's a reflection of what's going on in us. So don't judge yourself based on your child's behavior. Look at yourself, do the work, clean up little areas that you can, take a step in the positive direction. And if you're curious about this whole subject of judgment, The Judgment Detox by Gabrielle Bernstein is an excellent book. It really is a good place to start. And if you're listening to this thinking, oh my God, I'm so judgmental, I know I am, how am I going to stop? The first thing I want you to do is to witness your judgment with no judgment and be compassionate to yourselves. Forgive yourself for judging. We all do it. But the more we can be aware of it, then we can start doing something about it. Whether we're judging ourselves based on someone else's behavior or judging someone else based on their behavior. Judgment is evil. It's not a good place to find ourselves. And we have to be very vulnerable and very brave to admit that when we are being judgmental. So I'm going to stop there because I will rabbit on and on and on. But hopefully I've piqued your interest into judgment. I have raised your awareness for if you judge yourself based on your child's behavior and why do you do it? And could you perhaps stop doing it? And what can you do instead? So I'm asking you these questions. Write them down if you want and really get engaged with it. And you'll find it'll take you places that you might not have imagined. So let yourself go there if you have a moment. It'll be a very rewarding journey and process. It certainly was for me. And now I do catch myself if I'm judging people. And I always know if I'm judging them, it's because something in me is not sitting right. I'm not happy with myself. So I'm projecting the judgment onto the rest of the world. So as always, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be doing this. So I'm happy to support you. If you feel like supporting me and hopping over onto iTunes or into Good Pods, Spotify, whichever platform you listen to, by the way, Good Pods is great. Go head over there and look at it. Then rate and review this little Parenting in the Thick of It show and help it move up the podcast charts. But more than that, help it reach more people who need it. So thank you so much for listening. Till next time. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.